it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we continue our study from the Word of God. We've been looking at the subject, Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And we spent a lot of time in the Scriptures looking at different Bible proofs of Jesus Christ being who he said he was, God in the flesh. I pointed out to you, first of all, that his supernatural birth is evidence that he is the Son of God. We looked at how the angel made the announcement to Mary. And then we looked at the Holy Ghost conception. Both of them are found in Luke chapter number 1. And then we looked at the angel's announcement to Joseph, back over in Matthew chapter number 1, how that he said that the thing which was in her was conceived of the Holy Ghost. And then we looked at the birth of Christ. And then we looked at the angel announcing to the shepherds, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We also looked at the miraculous star that guided the wise men to where the Lord Jesus Christ lay. And so we saw evidence that he is the Son of God in his supernatural birth. And then we looked at his supernatural life. And in that supernatural life, again we found Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We looked at his supernatural boyhood. When he was 8 days old, he was taken to the temple for the purpose of being circumcised, as was required by the law. And while he was there, the older man by the name of Simeon and the older lady by the name of Anna both had a supernatural experience with this 8-day-old baby Jesus, proving there's something supernatural about him. And then we looked in Luke chapter number 2, when he was 12 years old, and we found him in the temple, talking with the lawyers, asking questions and answering their questions. And when Mary spoke to him, he said to her, "Wist you not that I must be up and about my Father's business?" At 12 years old, he was calling God his Father. And then we looked at his supernatural baptism, how that when Christ was baptized, the heavens were opened, and the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And then there's a voice from heaven that said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Then we saw evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God in his supernatural battling. We watched him as he battled the devil, disease, the deep, distance, the demons, and then death itself. Jesus Christ proving to the world that he is the Son of God. And then we found Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God in his supernatural death. I went back in the Gospel of John and pointed out to you that there was a great heated discussion among the Jews. They did not believe him to be God the Son, as he said he was. So through John chapter number 5, Jesus said, "John the Baptist bore witness of me." He said, "The works that I do bear witness of me." He said, "The Father bears witness of me, and the Scriptures bear witness of me, and Moses spoke of me." All five of these witnesses testify that he is the Son of God, yet they did not believe. But he said to them in John chapter number 8, verse number 28, "When the Son of Man is lifted up, then shall you know that I am he." What he's saying in plain language is, you just wait till you hang me on that cross. And when I'm lifted up, then there will be miraculous things happen that will give evidence that I am the Son of God. And so we looked at his supernatural death. And then we saw the supernatural darkness, how that from midday until mid-afternoon, darkness covered the face of the earth. And then I mentioned to you, there were supernatural disturbances. The veil of the temple was rent. The earth quaked, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies came out and went into the city after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see Bible evidence in the supernatural birth, in his supernatural life, in his supernatural death, that he is the Son of God. And then I began on yesterday by saying that there is Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God in his supernatural resurrection. Now, again, I remind you, Jesus Christ was not the first person that was dead and then came back to life again. If my memory is correct, there are three people in the Old Testament that died and was raised from the dead. And then there are three in the New Testament while Christ was here that died and he raised them from the dead. But the Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 15 and verse number 23, but every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming, then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father. You see, Jesus Christ rose from the dead as the first fruits of the resurrection. Now, again, I emphasize, he was not the first one who died and lived again. But there's a difference in his resurrection and the resurrection of those other people who were raised from the dead in the Bible. You say, what is it, preacher? Well, those beside the Lord Jesus Christ who died were raised up out of death, yet to die again. And death still held a fear over them. And one day, Lazarus died again. One day the daughter of Jairus died again. And one day the son of the widow woman from Nain died again. But Jesus Christ was raised out from among the dead, and death has no power upon him. When he came out of that grave, my friend, he conquered death, hell, and the grave. And he broke the chains of death. And he broke the bondage and the fear that death had placed upon men down through all the years from Adam until the Lord Jesus Christ. So we started looking at a supernatural resurrection as being proof that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I pointed out to you how the scriptures declare in Matthew chapter number 28 and in verse number 5, 6, and 7, where the angel said, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. Again in Luke chapter number 24 and verse number 5, the men that stood by there said to them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen as he said he would. So the proclamation of his resurrection is Bible evidence that he is the Son of God. Then I mentioned the proof of his resurrection. We went to John chapter number 20. And there the empty grave cries out, he's alive. The empty garments cry out, he's alive. And then the empty grass, the Bible said in Acts 2:24, he broke the pain of death because it was not possible that he should be holden by it. I'm saying to you, my friend, these things are proofs that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So we see the proclamation of his resurrection. We see the proof of his resurrection. And then I want to mention lastly, the power of his resurrection. He conquered death. He took the sting out of death. He took the fear out of death for the saints of God. And you and I who are saved, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The shadow of a dog cannot bite. The shadow of a bee cannot sting. The shadow of a serpent cannot strike. And Jesus Christ took the sting out of death. And death is just a shadow for you and I who are saved by the grace of God. Then he conquered the grave. I will die physically if the Lord does not come soon. They'll place my body somewhere in the ground. But I want to tell you something, friend. Because he lives, I shall live also. He's coming again. And when he comes, I will be resurrected. He conquered death. He conquered the grave. He conquered the devil. He said in Revelation chapter 1, verse number 18, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I have the keys of death and hell. Jesus Christ conquered death. He conquered the grave. He conquered the devil and took away the keys. Oh, my friend. And then there's comforting power. He said in John 14, 19, because I live, ye shall live also. And then he said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 17, but I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with a trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. So, my friend, there is conquering power. There is comforting power. And then there is changing power. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Let me speak plainly to you that listen this morning. Do you know him? Paul said in Philippians 3:10 that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Thank God you don't have to wait till you die to know what it is to have resurrection power living inside of you. Dear friend, as you listen to my voice today, if you're not saved and you believe that Christ died for you, you'll claim him as your Lord today by faith, turning from sin, turning to the Savior. God will save you. He'll set you free from the chains of sin and from the fear of death, and deliver you from the penalty of sin, which is eternity in hell. Would you right now, as the Holy Spirit deals with your heart, bow your heart, bow your will before Christ, and receive him as your Lord and your Savior, and you too will experience the power of his resurrection. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white in harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. I do want to take this opportunity and wish all of you who listen to the radio a Merry Christmas and a Christ-centered New Year to the glory of our God. Let me also wish a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the staff and management of all of the radio stations that carry the broadcast. We're all laborers together with God, and I trust that God will use our labor to his glory. As you go through the holiday season, don't forget the reason for the season. Keep Christ in the center of all your Christmas activities. As you do your giving, I trust you'll remember the Harvest Time broadcast. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not.